Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Big conversations we're having regarding the potential impact of the trade tariffs that have been implemented by Donald Trump. South Africa's not alone. If you listened to our show earlier, you'd be well aware that we shared just a short snippet of almost more than 200 countries that have been listed to see higher levels of tariffs being imposed. Now, these range from at least 10%, even as high to 60% plus for certain economies. In some markets, they've already retaliated. French President Emmanuel Macron has already come forward to tell French companies to stop any investment strategies they have in the United States. China has said tit for tat. Will also impose tariffs on U.S. products that are being brought to their market. And much of the European Union itself has also come forward to say they will retaliate with tariffs that they will impose on U.S. products brought into their market. It's still too early to tell where South Africa stands at the moment, but the presidency has acknowledged the note from Donald Trump. And what's clear is that there will be ongoing negotiations and conversations just to fully investigate and evaluate how we renegotiate our trade relations. Someone who knows all about the biggest themes around trade, which we're now by trade analyst Donald McKay. Mr. McKay, such a pleasure to have you with us. I can imagine that the last few days, weeks and hours have been incredibly busy for yourself and your team, just assessing and evaluating your immediate reaction to what Donald Trump has dubbed as Liberation Day. Your immediate thoughts to the tariffs that Mr. Donald Trump has implemented.
It's simply a terrible idea, certainly for South Africa. But even for the U.S., I think President Trump could be leading the U.S. and the rest of the world into a recession with what he did yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I am alarmed.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because it almost seems as though there are two schools of thought. So as you say, everyone is shocked. There's a great level of alarm, but there's also an opportunity that many have identified for us to go back to the drawing board. How are you assessing the impact that this would have on a country like South Africa?
Well, countries have a different dependency on global trade, and typically smaller economies are very dependent on trading with the rest of the world, South Africa being a good example. Mm-hmm. So there's a measure of that called trade intensity, which is basically add up your imports and exports and divide it by your GDP. And when you do that in the U.S., the number comes out to 25%. When you do that in South Africa, it's over 60%.
Sure.
So quite simply, we don't have a functioning economy if we isolate from the world. The U.S. will take pain, but they have such an enormous internal market that they could ride it out better than almost any of their trading partners.
Mm-hmm. I'm keen to get your thoughts as well. Many questions being raised around the calculation of these tariffs and how they've actually been derived. And maybe you can school us on tariffs 101. We know that it's a measure of protection, but also revenue collection to manage and facilitate trade. But typically, how are tariffs calculated?
Well, it can vary by industry and by country, but broadly speaking, you have a domestic industry. You want to give it an opportunity to grow, what was called infant industry protection. So you put a tariff on. You reduce import competition for a period. In theory, what you should do is phase that tariff out over time, maybe after a decade, so that the company gets exposed to competition. But that is not what's happening here. So President Trump is not attempting to protect an industry. These tariffs are purely punitive. And he has a bizarre theory that the trade deficit that the U.S. runs with many of its trading partners, is the U.S. being ripped off, is the term I think he uses.
Yep.
And so the way these tariffs were calculated is, he said, what is the size of our trade deficit? Just for your listeners, the trade deficit is the difference between your imports and exports. Mm-hmm. And so the trade deficit means the U.S. imports more than they export. And so to country A, what is the value of our trade deficit? Divide that by the value of our imports, and they say that is how much you are ripping us off by, and they've then divided that by two, and that has become the tariff. Mm-hmm. So that's an absolutely ludicrous way to do this calculation. It seems to breathe life into this idea that you are being ripped off when you trade with people. But you know, every time we go into a shop or we sell our labor, whatever it might be, each of those transactions is not people being ripped off. And so the idea that Trump puts forward, I think, is just a terrible idea. And it, but he will, I suspect, achieve his goal. They will lose or certainly materially reduce their trade deficit, and that will come at the cost of the growth of the U.S. economy.
Yeah, and I think this is so important for us to go back to understanding, right? Because there's short-term pain that's going to be felt not only by the U.S., but the global economy too. But yet there's this view and vision and understanding that it will expedite growth and, I guess, reposition the competitiveness of the U.S. economy going forward. Help us simplify this particular concept, because one would like to believe that global trade actually helps to facilitate and fast-track the growth of domestic but also global economies.
So the U.S. has probably been the world's biggest winner out of global trade. You just look at their economy, biggest in the world, biggest per capita in the world. It's an incredible economy. So the idea that the U.S. has been ripped off, I'd hate to think what it looks like if they did well. No other country in the world has comparable performance. So, you know, that's just simply factually wrong. The second thing is the U.S. has an unemployment rate of somewhere around 4%. They're busy deporting foreigners at a worrying rate. Who is going to do all of the work in the U.S.? And remember, for a lot of this, these are not just high-skilled jobs. You know, does America want the software developers to be making clothing in a factory, for example? So, you know, America was a manufacturing powerhouse. Mm-hmm. It isn't anymore. But America is better off buying in its manufacturing than it is making it locally, and instead it makes its money off of things like AI and Google and, you know, all the other things that the rest of the world loves to import from the U.S.
Got you. What I'm keen to also address is a question that we have from one of our listeners, and they asked this on Twitter, largely on the back of the fact that China, France, and many other European economies have come forward to say they will retaliate with their own tariffs that they'll impose on the U.S. And the question asks here, Mr. McKay, what's the worst that could happen if every nation retaliates to Trump's tariffs? As this is interpreted as a sense of bullying at this point, does it mean that everybody must just kneel and accept, or actually stand up and fight back?
No. So the question is, how does the fight back look? That's important. We must remember that a tariff is a tax on consumers in your own country. So you have to be very careful that when you're mad at the U.S. that you don't make your own citizens pay the price for that. But in some cases, there may not be a choice. You know, you can't simply roll over, and I'd accept that. I think the effect of this is the U.S. is rapidly isolating itself from the rest of the world. My guess is that new alliances will rapidly form. We already see Canada, for example, and the EU pulling closer together, China attempting to bring more people into their sphere of influence. So I think there's a reordering of the world. The U.S. has opted to take itself out of that. And, you know, although the U.S. is obviously a very big and important part of the world, it is not the world. So when the U.S. isolates, they make themselves less competitive. Other countries will trade with each other, and the U.S. will, over time, occupy a smaller, less influential part of the global economy, would be my expectation.
How do you see South Africa managing this? And I guess not how do you see it, but if you had the ear of the president, the minister in the DTIC, what would a best case scenario look like for South Africa at the negotiation table?
Well, I fear that one can't really bank anything long term on a negotiation with President Trump. Last night, he breached every single one of the U.S.'s trade agreements with countries that are far closer than South Africa is. So, you know, whatever we might secure in the short term, I do worry that he rolls out of bed one morning, reads something on X, and everything falls apart again. So that does concern me. I understand there are a lot of people pushing for a trade agreement with the U.S. I don't know why we think that would work in our case when it hasn't for countries like South Korea and Japan. So I think longer term, South Africa has to slowly start shifting away from the U.S. In the short term, I don't know what President Trump wants from South Africa. He you know, maybe he says, look, you need to be importing more of our chickens or whatever else it might be. But because there isn't an ask here, all he has done is impose a penalty, but he hasn't said this is what the U.S. wants.
Mm.
And it doesn't seem reasonable to me that he's going to sit down with every country in the world and try to come to some agreement. So I don't know what he wants. I would suggest South Africa, in fact, not immediately engage.
Mm.
I think it's important for us to sit back, just reflect on everything for a minute, and then try to work out what we should do. We're also a small economy. I think we need to look very closely at regions like Europe, which are trying to move closer to South Africa, regions like South America. We've got to start saying, what do those alliances look like? And maybe we need to start aligning our strategies with the other countries rather than trying to fall into President Trump's bilateral trap.
100%. Mr. McKay, such a pleasure speaking to you, sir. I can imagine that there'll be so much more analysis and insight that we'll have in a week's time, in 2 weeks' time. Truth is, with the Trump presidency, things can change literally in a day and sometimes even over a tweet. So we'll be mindful of some of the developments that take place. But thank you so much for your time and perspective here today.
You're welcome. Take care.
That's Donald McKay, trade analyst, joining us this evening just to help us contextualize the importance of trade, the importance of tariffs. And yes, they are used as an important tool, but fundamentally, this is a relationship. And like with all relationships, clear communication needs to be set in terms of expectations and what is the desired outcome for Donald Trump. He's taken a very broad and sweeping statement.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.